Stacey Abrams compares her loss to the sufferings of the early church. By Hannah Blow on November 11, 2022. Twice failed Democrat gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams apparently believes her defeat in Georgia is as monumental as the sufferings of the early church, making the comparison during her concession speech Tuesday night. "I am too reminded of what Scripture tells us," the pro-abortion Democrat said, quoting from 2 Corinthians. "We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed," she said, essentially comparing her election loss to the sufferings of the early church. "I know the results are what we hoped for tonight. And I understand that you are hurting and you are disappointed. I am too. We may not have made it to the finish line, but we ran that race, and we know this path. And we know that running is what matters. That standing is what matters. That defending is what matters," she added. Abrams conveniently left out the first portion of 2 Corinthians 4, which talks about the light of the gospel and how it cannot be shaken or tampered with. "Therefore, having this ministry by the mercy of God, we do not lose heart. But we have renounced disgraceful, underhanded ways. We refuse to practice cunning or to tamper with God's word. But by the open statement of the truth we would commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God." It reads, detailing the reality of the God of this world blinding the minds of the unbelievers, to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. Abrams' elevated comparison of her woes comes to little surprise, given the left-sidealization of the Democrat. Last month, woke preacher Reverend Willie DeFrancois III heaped praise upon Abrams during a chapel at Howard University, comparing her to biblical greats including Moses, John the Baptist, and Jesus himself. A clip from the sermon, which took place October 16, shows Francois proclaiming that humans were literally born to rebel, but not in the way one might think. It does not appear that Francois was speaking of the biblical reality of original sin and the need of a savior. Rather, his examples of rebellion were biblical figures obeying God and doing great things. Nonetheless, he included individuals such as Stacey Abrams in his rant. "You were born to rebel. All of the things that tried to overthrow you, you were born to undermine it. Every day is an occasion to remember we were born to rebel. Moses rebelled against Egypt, and created an Exodus," he said, listing off several examples of supposed rebellion, failing to explicitly acknowledge that these individuals were not necessarily rebelling in their flesh but obeying God. John the Baptist rebelled against the religious elite who paved the way for Jesus. Mary Magdalene rebelled against the demonic and reimagined discipleship because we were born to rebel, he said, before transitioning to non-biblical figures. Harriet Tubman rebelled against slavery and gave us an underground railroad. Fannie Lou Hamer rebelled against the DNC and opened up the ballot box. Stacey Abrams rebelled against neo-Jim Crow at the ballot box and gave us the first senator from the South, he said, mentioning Jesus after Abrams. Watch. Abrams' concession followed her loss to Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, resulting in her wasting over $105 million on her failed campaign.